From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, he's with us, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's the phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. We'll give you that soon. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And their website, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs back with us. Registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist. Has been compounding custom medications and formulating nutritional and skin care products and consulting with doctors and patients since graduating from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy back in 1966. He is one of the members of the CriticalHealthNews.com team, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Hello, Ben.
Hello, George. Good to talk to you again.
You too, my friend. You too. They say the flu is up 25%.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You know, they don't say this, but my hunch is that people are suffering from the flu to the degree that they're suffering from the flu and getting the flu because of what we call comorbidities. That is other health challenges that people don't associate as being related to a suppressed immune system. For example, if you have a GI problem, digestive problem, you're going to be more susceptible to infections from the flu. If you have a cardiovascular problem or a circulatory problem, you're going to be more susceptible to infections from the flu. If you have metabolic syndrome, if you have fatty liver disease, these are all comorbidities that go under the radar when we hear these statistics about the flu. So listen, you can focus on the place where you see the health challenge, or you can focus upstream where the health challenge begins. And this is the message that we've been talking about, myself, Dr. Wallach, all the folks at Longevity, on your program and in our own professional lives for the last, 30, 40 years. You got to go upstream. If you have a problem, the problem isn't where you see it, it's behind where you see it. So if you have heart disease, you backtrack to the blood sugar system and the digestive system. If you have a skin condition, you backtrack to the digestive system and the circulatory system. And if you have chronic infections, or you're getting the flu or long COVID or Lyme disease, any of these infectious kinds of illnesses, backtrack to the immune system, the digestive system, and the metabolic system. The medical model doesn't do that. And it doesn't do that not because it's ignorant or because it's stupid, but because that's not what medical folks are trained to do. They're trained to treat the problem where they see the problem. And while this works wonderfully with acute medicine, or what we call heroic medicine, like when you break a bone or a rock hits you on the head, it's a complete and abject failed strategy when it comes to dealing with chronic degenerative diseases, as evidenced by the absolutely obscene, ridiculous health statistics, especially in light of the fact that we spend $5 trillion, George, $5 trillion a year. That's almost $15,000 or $16,000 per man, woman, and child in this country. And what do we get for it? Almost 700,000 people die every year from heart disease. 98 million Americans have prediabetes. 38 million people have diabetes. 70% of Americans are obese. I mean, these statistics are absolutely crazy. And it's because our strategy is wrong. Our protocols are wrong. The paradigm is wrong. What we have to do is we have to understand that the body as a system cannot survive by eating the food that we eat, by living the lifestyle that we live, by taking the drugs that we take. We've got to have a complete overhaul on how we perceive the health of the body. And that's why I go on this program. That's why Longevity's here. And that's why you allow us this opportunity to help people understand that there is a better way. There is an answer. There is a solution. And as the old saying goes, the definition of insanity is trying to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. This idea of using the medical model to treat what is really lifestyle-based health challenges is absolutely insane.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is absolutely correct. We do these programs to help you, so listen closely. And if you have a question about what he said, maybe you're driving, you can't take down notes, call this number, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. The story I had prior to you coming on, Ben, about over-the-counter medications, pain relievers.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what's happening?
Well, because pain is not the enemy. Pain is one of your best friends. It's telling you there's a problem. But we tell the body, oh, shut up, I don't want to hear from you. So you know what happens? Eventually, the body gets into more and more, gives you a louder and louder signals, and ultimately it shows up as a chronic disease. Look, you can't take a drug and not expect to have some kind of toxicity. When it comes to over-the-counter drugs, of course, the toxicity is low, but still, potential side effects for Tylenol, liver toxicity and allergic reactions and liver damage. I heard you mention the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal drugs, the ibuprofens and the naprosins and such, gastric bleeding and kidney damage and blood pressure problems, tinnitus even, ringing in the ears can be associated with Motrin. Decongestions can affect the heart and the cardiovascular system, circulatory system, cough suppressants, dizziness and a serotonin syndrome, especially if you take them with antidepressants. You can't stop the body from doing what it wants to do. That's why nutrition is so wonderful. What nutrients do, George, is they give the body permission to do what it needs to do. What a drug does, whether it's over the counter or whether it's a legend drug, is it orders the body, it directs the body, it tells the body what to do. The body doesn't need to be told what to do. It wants to be given the opportunity to do what it needs to do. And that's what nutrition is all about. And that's why there's no toxicity or side effects with the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients.
Ben, I want to talk with you for a minute about the chemical fentanyl, which is made in China and India. It is shipped to Mexico, where it goes to the cartels in Mexico, where they then make phony opioid pills with that stuff in it, and they ship it to the United States from all kinds of sources for illegal drugs. What are we going to do about this? More than 70,000 Americans, Ben.
Yeah,
more than 70,000 Americans died 2 years ago just from fentanyl, probably more last year.
It's terrible, and pain pills in general are terrible. You know, before it was fentanyl, it was the opioid. Well, fentanyl is an opioid, but they called it the opioid crisis. Remember OxyContin, and before that, it was Percocet and Vicodin.
Sure.
And they're still problematic. You know, they used to have these things called pill mills in Florida. You ever hear the pill mills where people They would come and they would get pills. You see, the problem, George, is we have existential pain, not physical pain. We have the pain of being of existing. We're not happy in our lives. We've created a society and a culture that leads to misery and suffering. And it's all over the place. It's everywhere you look. Look at the antidepressants that people are taking. You know, almost probably 15 or 20% of Americans or maybe even more are on antidepressant drugs. People are suffering existentially, and they're treating their existential pain with drugs that are used for physical pain. And that really is the problem. Now, I'm a big believer in pain pills in the sense that, you know, I've talked about this before. I think everybody should have pain pills in their medicine cabinet because you never know when you're going to need a pain pill. But if you abuse a pain pill by using it to treat what's not physical pain, but the pain of being alive, what I call existential pain, you're going to end up with a problem because these things are addictive. And I remember, highly addictive. And I remember when I was in pharmacy school, we learned about fentanyl. And this was 40 years ago, George. This was the 1980s. And they told us fentanyl is the most powerful opioid a person can take. And I was shocked 5, 10, 15 years ago when I started to hear about people abusing fentanyl and taking it recreationally. I could not believe
it. It's crazy. And why would the cartels want to put that in as drugs to kill their customers?
What do you think? What country do you think is the most biggest customer for these kinds of drugs?
The U.S., then Canada.
USA, yes, and probably Canada too. Fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin, George. Can you imagine this?
But the size of a grain of rice can kill you.
Exactly. Why would anybody in their right mind even come close to that, even sniff that stuff? But people are suffering, George. That's really what our problem is we've created a culture that feeds and profits on misery and on suffering. Think about the economy. Our economy depends on people not being happy. That's why they buy deodorant. That's why they buy perfume. That's why they buy everything that they buy is because they're not happy. Our economy depends on that unhappiness. And the end result is a culture of unhappy people. And when they do the statistics on happiness, the United States is near the bottom of the list of industrialized countries. Why is that? When we have the richest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world, why do we have this kind of unhappiness and dissatisfaction? I believe we have a spiritual crisis, George. I believe we don't have, you know, I hate to say, you know, it's a loaded term, but we don't have God in our lives. We don't have whatever word you want to use. We don't have the sense of the numinous in our lives as the term is used. And that's what's missing, I believe. And I don't want to get, you know, we're here to talk about nutrition, but ultimately the source of everything is the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're missing. And the drugs that we're taking, the pain pills that we're taking, are attempts to get happiness back in our lives, the happiness that we would have if we were spiritually correct, mentally correct, and emotionally correct, and ultimately physically correct.
Why is not Mexico doing something about the fentanyl coming into their country, coming back out to us?
Yeah, their money. But can you imagine the trillions of dollars that are being made by the cartels in Mexico and South America, not to mention the manufacturers in China? Can you imagine the amount of money that's being made here, George? And the money that's being made selling at the dealer level, dealer to customer level? Who's going to kill the goose that laid the golden eggs? The users, the people who are using the drugs, have to understand that there's reasons why they're taking the drugs, and address the problem at the cause instead of numbing the problem. And really, in a way, it's the same thing with prescription drugs for the body. Like I was saying, we're telling the body to shut up. And that's what happens when we take a prescription drug. We're telling the soul to shut up when we take fentanyl or a pain pill or abuse of fentanyl or pain pills.
All right, well, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment and start calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And we'll take calls next hour as well with him. The number to call, not to get on the show, but to take down notes of what he says, 1-855-949-RADIO. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. And in a moment, we'll give you the phone numbers to call to get on the show to ask pharmacist Ben a question about your health. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, one of the team members of CriticalHealthNews.com, which you just heard. Ben, it must make you feel good when people come up to you and say, I heard you on the show. Thank you for what you do.
You know, I don't want it to make me feel too good, because it's really not about me. It's about the people. It's about people that I'm helping. So, but it does. It's very rewarding, you know, and when I meet my maker, I will be able to feel like I did a good job on planet Earth. And that, to me, that's the most beautiful thing about being alive, is making a difference in other people's lives, particularly in people who are suffering. And let me tell you, George, the letters that we get, it's just unbelievable the kind of pain and suffering that people are under.
Oh, I know.
And the thing is, George, is we're so innocent. We believe the medical model. We believe the government. We believe the orthodoxy and the authorities who are purporting to tell us how to live our lives and what's best for us. And at every turn, we're let down. At every turn, the people that we trust are giving us information that's not helping us. And that's why I consider what we do here on this program, George, and what you allow us to do on this program, to be so darn important. In the Bible, in Hosea 800 BC, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And that's really what it's about. We're perishing because we don't understand the basics about what is the most intimate thing to us, which is our bodies. Most people don't have any idea about what happens when you put a food in your mouth, how that food becomes your body. Think about it, George. The hamburger you had yesterday becomes your arm. How does that happen? How does a cell work? How does genetics work? How does the immune system work? Is there anything more important than understanding how our bodies work? You know, I work with women a lot, and women's hormone system is so labile, it moves up and down, so fluctuates up and down so much that it can destroy a person's life, a woman's life, or the men that are relating to women. But women don't understand their hormone systems. They don't understand when they're ovulating. They don't understand how menopause works. The basics about biochemistry and how our bodies work. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be a biochemist. But just the basics about how our bodies work are so darn important. And our lack of knowledge about these basics causes the most incredible suffering, as evidenced by the kind of letters that we get. And I'm here to tell you, and everybody listening, if you are dealing with a chronic degenerative disease or multiple chronic degenerative diseases, there is a solution. There is an answer. And the solution and the answer comes in lifestyle choices, which include nutrition, nutritional supplementation, the kind of foods that we eat. They're not in the realm of the medical model, and they're certainly not in the realm of pharmaceuticals.
To the phones we go, east of the Rockies. JB is with us in Bel Air, Texas. Hey, JB.
Hey, JB. Good morning, George and Pharmacist Ben.
Yes.
I have been reading a lot lately about astounding results people get from using chlorine dioxide,
yeah,
both topically and internally.
Yeah.
And I understand the CDC already has plans in place to start studies on those.
Yeah.
Also, DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, has been getting a lot of talk on the Internet, curing cancer, amongst other things.
Well, we don't, you know, cure is a magic word. We don't use cure in science. Cure, we use reversal. You know, cures is kind of like a witch doctor's, waves a magic wand over you and you get cured. That doesn't happen in biology. Reversals, however, do happen. Now, chlorine dioxide, and by the way, George, your listeners never fail to amaze me how smart your listeners are.
Oh, they're
chlorine
sharp.
Really sharp. Chlorine dioxide, JB, is a it's a broad spectrum biocide. It kills things, basically. And it does have some benefits for disinfecting. They use it in water treatment. There are mouthwashes, for example, that have it. This is more for if you have an infection, that kind of thing. DMSO, on the other hand, is an incredible substance. DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, is a form of sulfur, and it's been used to treat interstitial cystitis. In veterinary medicine, they use it for horses, for arthritis. It's an incredible solvent in the sense that it allows things to penetrate through the skin. In pharmacy, we use it as transdermal penetrant. It could be injected. It's got benefits for eye health. There's just some really incredible, incredible things that DMSO does. Unfortunately, you can't get it. You can only get it in hardware stores or in veterinary medicine supply places. The only FDA-approved use for it is for symptomatic relief of bladder issues. Other than that, you can't really get it, although for pain relief, particularly for rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, it's got some really, really incredible benefits, and it is totally non-toxic. I use it in my pharmacy for a product that I make for shingles for as a transdermal penetrant for getting antiviral medicine into shingles. And it can be used for pressure ulcers, for scleroderma, various skin conditions. It really is incredible, incredible stuff, and the cool thing about it is completely non-toxic.
Text and tweets for Pharmacist Ben. Tom, what do you have for us?
Hey, Ben, Brian in South Dakota would like to know if the hair dye, your facial hair dye, does it hurt your skin?
Facial hair dye. You're talking about,
you know, like when you dye your beard, say a dark brown or something.
Oh yeah, it's terrible for you. Most hair dyes are terrible for you. For your hair
skin,
or for your skin,
for your scalp, yeah,
they're just terrible. They penetrate through the scalp, through the skin. There's nothing. I mean, if you need it, you need it. But there's nothing beneficial about it from a health perspective. From a cosmetic perspective, I can understand it. But there are all kinds of skin toxicity associated with hair dyes, as well as potential internal toxicity from penetration. I wouldn't be messing around with it.
Ben, what got you involved in pharmacy?
You know, it's a great question, George. When I was a kid, I was one of those nerdy kids with a chemistry set. And I got the idea that there was something in that food could be used to heal the body. And I got really fascinated with that. I was an athlete when I was younger. And I used food in my to improve my performance. And I wanted to go to pharmacy school to study food as medicine. And when I got to pharmacy school, the dean thought that was really amusing. You get an interview at the with the dean of pharmacy, the freshman class, the first couple of days, you go get interviewed by the dean, and he asks you why you want to be a pharmacist. I told him I want to study food as medicine, and he thought that was the funniest thing he ever heard. He just belly laughed about that, and he said, "Oh, we don't do food; we do pharmaceuticals and drugs." And I'd already been committed to it, so I went to pharmacy school. And you know what, George? I'm really glad I did, because it really taught me how my education pharmacy school taught me how the body responds to things that you put in it. Now, I wanted to study food, but we studied the molecules of drugs, and we really studied the interactions between biochemistry and the pharmaceuticals you put in the body. And we studied how the drug companies manipulate molecules to create various effects. And it was a wonderful experience for me. When I graduated pharmacy school, I had always worked in pharmacy school. I worked in the laboratory. You know, my story, that's how I got into skincare. I worked in a lab. But when I got graduated and went to work in drugstores, it dawned on me, you know, it didn't hit me until I went out to work in drugstores that I was the guy poisoning America, that I was the guy giving all the drugs out and poisoning kids and adults. And I couldn't live with myself. So I quit and I started doing nutritional pharmacy and skincare. And that's how I got into doing nutrition. But it all started as an adventure in trying to figure out how to use foods as not really medications, but to manipulate biochemistry. And that was my initial intent, but it turns out that wasn't what I did. But I'm glad I did go to pharmacy school, because it really taught me a lot about how the body responds to these molecules that we call pharmaceuticals, really all molecules. You know, food is really medicine, George. The compounds in foods have medicinal effects. And when you eat them in foods.
That's where most of the pharmacy stuff came from, foods.
Originally, let food be thy medicine, and let medicine be thy food. Except in food, the molecules are in such trace amounts and they're balanced perfectly. So you don't get the toxicity that you get with drugs. With drugs, they're completely out of balance and they're concentrated. So they're a lot more potent and they're out of balance with the cofactors that help mitigate the toxicity and the side effects. And that's really the issue with drugs. They're highly potentized and they're out of balance. And foods, they're in just the right amounts and they're balanced with cofactors to mitigate toxicities and side effects.
Let's go to John in Wisconsin on the wildcard line. Hey, John.
Hello, George. Hello, Ben. I have a brief comment and a two-part question, please.
Yes, sir.
Five weeks ago, I went in for my annual doctor checkup. It was determined that I'm pre-diabetic. Now, I'm 68 years old and 25 pounds overweight. I'm sure that had something to do with it. The doctor prescribed a medicine for me to take, two pills a day. The medicine started with an M. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Metformin.
Metformin.
That's it. Thank you, Ben. It did not agree with me, and I spent way too much time in the bathroom. So I called the doctor's office back a couple of days later, talked to the nurse, and she said, "Well, John, it's common to have gastrointestinal problems with that pill. Just take it for a few weeks, and you'll get better." Well, I had enough time in the bathroom, so I stopped taking the pill. My two-part question is this, Ben. At my age, how important is it that I even really worry about being pre-diabetic? And then number two, if I should worry about it, are there any products you could recommend from longevity? And my final comment is, Ben, you are amazing. And when you enter your faith comments along with your professional comments, it just brings incredible blessings to the wonderful people of Coast to Coast. Thank you, Ben and George. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you. That warms my heart. Praise God. Thank you for saying that, John. I really appreciate it. You know, it's interesting, George. The most common side effect for drugs, not just metformin, but drugs in general, are GI side effects like diarrhea. You know why? Because when you take a drug, your body's trying to get rid of it. Your body wants to eliminate that. And that's
it's not used to it.
It wants it out of there. Get thee, Satan, behind me. It's out of there. Do you know, George, when you take a drug, the dose you take has to be doubled or tripled over the amount of medicine that you really need, because your liver purifies it. They call it first pass effect. So when you take a drug, they got to account for the fact that your liver is going to eliminate it as soon as it gets into your system. And the diarrhea and the GI problems that are associated with drugs are a manifestation of the body trying to eliminate it. Now, metformin, for a doctor to go to metformin, well, let me just say this. Prediabetes is something you definitely want to take seriously. That means that your body's not handling sugar correctly. It's starting to accumulate in the blood, and it can wreak havoc on your health. It can throw off insulin. It's a big, big problem.
Is prediabetes borderline diabetes?
Yes. You know, diabetes, listen, George, the diagnosis of diabetes is an arbitrary number. And if you're below that number, they call it pre-diabetes. But the number's arbitrary. See, diseases occur on a spectrum. They have to have cutoff points and thresholds so they can put you in the computer, so they can code you, so they can give you the right insurance premiums. It's all done for algorithms and statistical purposes for convenience. But really, disease occurs on a spectrum. There's no cutoff point for it. So what they call prediabetes is just the beginnings of this dysfunction, this metabolic dysfunction. And it is serious, and you want to take it seriously, but you don't need a drug. Absolutely. For diabetes is a strictly a lifestyle issue. And it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, and it makes me so angry, George. It's misanthropic. It's anti-human to put people on a drug like metformin before you explain to them how their lifestyle is affecting their blood sugar and ultimately their health. It is borderline evil. And I don't want to blame the medical person, because it's not about the doctors. They're good people. They really are. Medical folks are beautiful people. They're saints. You know, not all of them, but the people that go into the healthcare profession, whether they're doctors or they're nurses or they're EMTs, they're the most beautiful people because they want to help. But the model is twisted. It's evil. For a guy to be put on metformin before they put on lifestyle, using lifestyle strategies, is terrible. And yes, Longevity specializes in blood sugar control nutrients, blood sugar control supplements, especially the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. So call Critical Health News, or write to Critical. And by the way, we love our emails. If you don't want to talk to anybody, send an email, health@criticalhealthnews.com, and ask for the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. And make sure that you're not only reducing your intake of fast-burning carbohydrates, the breads and the pastas and the rices, the foods we love so much, but reducing your calories is really, really important. Most of us can only need about 1,200 calories a day. And as we get older, we need less. Eating's for kids. As we get older, we need less and less calories. And so keeping your calories down is extremely important. Using the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, which is an incredibly valuable blood sugar control supplement package. And that's one of the cool things about Longevity, by the way. They have kits and packs and systems. And so ask for the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. And you might also want to consider the new GLP product, the GLP-1 product. They call Elevate, Longevity Elevate. That might help you as well. Anybody with a blood sugar issue, please understand, it's a lifestyle issue, lifestyle condition. And you do not need drugs for prediabetes or diabetes. And if it's severe diabetes, you may need a drug for a very short period of time. But as you wean yourself off of the kinds of foods that you're eating and change your lifestyle, you'll be able to wean yourself off of your medication as well.
And that's the important thing. If you get to the point where you have to have drugs,
yes,
you're probably at a serious situation.
Absolutely. And there are times when you do need them. But if you're on a prescription drug, or God forbid, if you're on multiple prescription drugs, what they call polypharmacy, your number one health goal should be to wean yourself off of that drug with your doctor. As you always say, George, you want to work with the doctor, but you want to wean yourself off the medication, because one of the hidden problems with drugs that nobody ever talks about, George, is that when you take a prescription drug, it costs you nutrition. Because your body uses vitamin C to eliminate the drug. It uses vitamin E. It uses zinc. It uses copper. It uses magnesium to eliminate the drug. And sometimes the nutrients that are being used or rerouted to eliminate the drug are the very nutrients you need for the condition you're taking the drug for. How ironic is that? That the drugs you're taking are depleting your body of nutrients that you need for the condition you're taking the drug for.
We're going to come back in just a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com and take an hour of phone calls with him. And again, that toll-free number to call for notes and assistance, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.